America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads, and it's great being here, and Colleen, it's great being here. How are you doing today?
Doing well on this Tuesday. You are listening to Faith and Freedom, so we're glad to have all of our listeners from the Lighthouse along with us as well today.
And can you let folks know that how this program is being sponsored, Colleen?
Definitely. The program Faith and Freedom is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads area. Steve is the president and CEO of Alliance Legal Group, the chief counsel, however you want to put that, for Alliance Legal Group. And they're all throughout Hampton Roads. Debtfreeva.com is the website if you'd like to go on there and chat. Debtfreeva.com. You can ask your questions, set up a no obligation free consultation. They do specialize in bankruptcy situations. So if you have something like that that's on your mind that you need to check out, I do recommend you go to Alliance Legal Group and find out more from them. It is debtfreeva.com. Debtfreeva.com.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things to talk about, you know, that. We're going to be speaking today about just a variety of things. And, you know, the thought that crossed my mind that I just wanted to kind of put out there, with all the calamity and things that we see on a regular basis, you know, just as I was preparing for this program, Colleen, I came across kind of a news flash sort of article that actually isn't that new, that it's actually been out there for about a week or two. But that 88 Bank of Ireland branches close. Today was the day I think they actually closed. And so that it's just amazing that we're starting to see things of, you know, of this nature happening in Western countries. We're seeing banks close. We're seeing, you know, the Evergrande issues unfolding in China. We're seeing a convergence of not just economic, or not just, I should say, not just pandemic, plandemic related issues, you know, the disasters that are all coming from the vaccine mandates and the people that are going to be fired if they don't take the vaccines. But we're seeing economic consequences throughout the world. We're seeing a convergence of events. And, you know, this is a unique time in our history that, you know, I just point out the 88 banks closed in Ireland because there's still a number of banks open in Ireland, but we're seeing things of a magnitude that this country and this world has never seen before getting ready to unfold before us in the next days, weeks, months, and years. And so that hold on, because, you know, things are getting ready to happen. Before we start, let me just again introduce myself. I'm Steve Taylor. I'm the chief counsel, the lead counsel and litigation attorney for the Alliance Legal Group that we help folks across the Hampton Roads area. We have four offices that do a lot of bankruptcy, that we're starting to see foreclosures pop up all over the place. We're seeing foreclosures. I had one this morning, had one one yesterday, that all of a sudden we're seeing mortgage companies begin to do the thing that they've always done so well when people don't pay their mortgages, that they commence foreclosure. And so we've just now begun seeing maybe an uptick in those in the last week or two. So if that's going on with you, please call us. We file as many or more than every other bankruptcy attorney in town, with the exception of maybe one or two that were definitely right up there with the folks that have filed the most. And we're definitely, in my own humble opinion, the best. And so that the if you'd like to set up an appointment to talk to us about how to save your home, how to stop a garnishment, how to restructure your debt, or how to just make sense of a financial quagmire that you seem to be in, you know, give us a call. You know, we had a lot of folks start feeling financial pressure in the last month or two as a lot of the money that was coming in from the federal government and other sources stopped. And so we've been seeing an uptick in people needing financial help. And again, the bankruptcy is a biblical solution to a financial problem that that we're very, very good at advising. You can go to our webpage at www.debtfreeva.com. And we have a little chat box there, that chat box assistants that will try to get a hold of me directly. If they can't, then they'll set up an appointment with either myself or several of our attorneys that also are very experienced in helping folks with financial difficulties, getting them a fresh start. And also, we just don't do a fresh start. That we like to see if people not only get a fresh start as far as not having bills, but rebuilding your credit so that you'd have a tremendous good credit score after it's all said and done. Usually within about a year to a year and a half after we fall, we see scores of 700, 720 or higher after we've assisted folks in rebuilding the credit. And you don't even have to file with us to get a free credit counseling book that we've put on our, it's an ebook that we've put on our website at www.debtfreeva.com. Let me just repeat that, a free credit repair book on how to rebuild your credit, how to do it after bankruptcy, or even a lot of the steps that we advise you of, you can do right now. And that's a free e-booklet. You get to download it, and it's at www.debtfreeva.com. We have folks that that we partner with that do a tremendous job of cleaning up credit, bad credit, things that shouldn't be on your credit report. That if you try to do it yourself, you'll, like if I try to do it, it's a quagmire. But these folks that we have used in the past and our clients have used in the past do a wonderful job. They're also found on our Trusted Partners page on our webpage. If you need to file taxes, if you need to do a whole bunch of stuff, there's some great resources there that at very reasonable prices for folks that we partner with to help you get your financial life and house in order. And so with all that being said, Colleen, let me just say this to you, that it's great seeing you again today. I haven't seen you in, almost a week, 4 days, 5 days. And so I've missed you. And how's everything going in your life?
Doing well. We're doing well. I mean, it's just finding out and keeping up with everything. And sometimes you get overwhelmed, but then you know, have to come back and remind yourself that God is in control, and He's all important with all of that. You know, I get those daily reminders through just, you know, things that you hear on the station or in church over the weekend or different things like that as well. So, you know, that's why I would encourage our listeners to just stay encouraged with that. A lot of, we hear negativity, we hear doom and gloom, but we know, you know, you've got to talk about some of that stuff. It's very important, but, you know, to remember that we still have the hope of Jesus.
Well, and that's really the key. I think you hit it right on the head, that we of all people should be most hopeful, the scripture tells us. If in this life only did we have hope, we would be miserable. And so that the bottom line is that we are going through an unprecedented time in world history. I believe that we could be approaching the end of the age, the end of this age that the scriptures tell about. And so, you know, to be placed in a place of decision, you know, that if Paul was all those folks that we see in the New Testament knew that they were going to have a book written about them, and that all the trials that they were going through would be recorded for eternity, that it would have been an encouragement to them. To not that they ever did less than they should have done, but to do even more, to leave it all on the field, and so to speak. And that's kind of what we're called to do, that in this time of trial that we've been given an opportunity to not only believe on Jesus, but suffer for his sake. And we can see that happening. We can see that coming around when we look at what I would just say is a convergence and an acceleration of issues like we've never seen before. The catastrophes that are going on right now, that are happening in not just the world, not just this nation, but in individuals' lives, are accelerating and they're converging. We're going to go through a few articles today, but it's because that the enemy of our souls has been unleashed upon this world. He's always had this, not always, but he's been given authority, but that now he knows his time is soon and his wrath is great because he knows that the end is soon. And so there's this big push that we see this globalist cabal being used by the devil himself to prepare a way and a passage for that person that you're going to see in, I don't know how long, but in a not too distant future, what John the Apostle called the Antichrist. And so, you know, understand that this is a program that takes very seriously the truth of Scripture, that we believe that Jesus, not only did he die and was buried and that he is in heaven today, but that he's going to return at the end of this age. And that just prior to that end, there is going to be a really bad demonic possessed person called the Antichrist who thinks that he is all that in a bag of potato chips and that he thinks he's going to go ahead and wipe out the people of God and that he is going to claim for himself the title of Most High and that that's what we're facing right now and that he's using human puppets. He's using folks like Bill Gates and Mr. Bezos. If you're listening to me, Mr. Bezos, you need to get saved. You need to come to Jesus. That the things that that you're doing and that the folks are doing in the UN. Let me say this, Colleen. That if you want to know what an anti-God agenda is, just look at what the UN's doing on a daily basis. I mean, if you ever needed to know what does God hate, just look at the UN agenda. For whatever's going on today, this week, and next month. Whatever they're doing, you can bet that it's something that God abhors, whether it be controlling the world through organizations like the World Health Organization or the WEF, the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and Klaus Schwab's organization that is just pushing this great reset. Whatever it is, whether it be abortion, whether it be pushing pornography on kids, whether it be destroying Israel and supporting those that hate Israel, whatever it is, you just take a look at the UN and you can bet that you can get a definition. You can be a poster boy of what God hates. And so why we're still in the UN, I can tell you, it's not like, you know, God only knows, because God does know. It's because that we have a lot of folks in political high places, Republicans and Democrats, that are part of the cabal, part of the system that says that the UN is something we either have to live with or that we want to be part of, and that we're okay with losing our sovereignty. As long as we got a place at the table. And so that's why things are going the way they are, that we're not coming out from among those that hate the Lord and hate the United States and want us to be just like a third world country that has no exceptionalism, no Christianity, nothing to do with things of God. And that's what the push is. So with that being said, how does folks get a hold of us if they want to call in, Colleen?
The phone number is 757-488-5299 to get in right now live during our half hour here. 757-488-5299. 9-9. We'd love to hear your comments, your questions, maybe a story, maybe something like that. We want to hear what you have to say regarding all of these things that are happening around our world and around our country, around our state. 488-5299. You can be anonymous if you'd like to, or just leave a question. If you want to have a question, I'll pose that to Steve as well. 488-5299.
It's kind of an open sort of day as far as things that we're going to be talking about. We're talking about convergence and acceleration as the global reset has taken real force. You probably didn't know about it a year ago. You should know about what it is today. That a lot of different things all coming together at the same time. Lots of disasters happening in our national life as well as personal and international life. Let's take a look at the National School Board Association. I'm sure you're familiar with that controversy, Colleen. You've got a child. Unfortunately, she's not in the public school system. And folks, if you got a child in the public school system, you need to get them out. You know, the day of finding, and you say, well, I can't afford it. Well, you can't afford to let your kid go to a public school where I can tell you where he's going to go or she's going to go if you don't get him out of there. The National School Board Association recently contacted the, I guess it's the Department of Justice, Garrick, what's his Garland Merrick, is that his name? The United States Attorney General. And, you know, the United States Attorney General, you know, what he did was, you know, you have these soccer moms and you have mothers who love the Lord and just love their kids, and that they don't want them bombarded by, you know, like the critical race theory that's going on in school boards across the nation, like in Loudoun County, where, you know, a family goes there because their daughter was raped by, you know, somebody using the gender fluidity of being able to wear a skirt and have a guy go with a skirt into a bathroom, and they cover it up. And so they protest this, the National School Board Association, on behalf of these teachers, say, listen, we got to keep these parents from showing up to these school board associations because they're really upset. You know, that they're upset about the stuff that we're teaching. It's like, who's the woke, Terry McAuliffe says, you know, we don't want parents to tell our schools what to teach in school. The audacity of a governor, somebody running for the highest seat in the state, telling parents that he doesn't want parents telling schools what to teach the parents' kids.
That should make every parent really upset.
Isn't that,
you know,
crazy?
That should make every parent say, wait a minute, I'm in charge of, you know, what my kids is learning about. Steve, Tony's on the line. I don't know if he wants to chime in on school boards or not, but I have Tony if you'd like to talk to him.
We're going to get you in just 2 seconds. Let me just finish this thought. And so that we're seeing a lot of school boards contacting let me just say this. And so Garland Merrick, the United States Attorney General, went ahead and, you know, there was this, I can't say the name of the organization or the federal Gestapo group that was created after 9/11 to combat domestic terrorism. You know, primarily not after 9/11, there was this, again, I don't have the name of the Justice Department's who they set out to go after these soccer moms, but this group was created after the 9/11, Twin Towers bombing or attack to go after domestic terrorism. Of course, back then it was Islam, and there's probably a lot of Islam folks that need to be going after now. But that's why they were created. But what he did was he had that organization created by the United States government to investigate domestic terrorism in response to the National School Board Association's request to investigate these parents that were upset about critical race theory, to investigate them. And so, you know, a number of school boards, Pennsylvania School Board Association, just got the article today, has joined 10 other school boards and officially withdrawing from the NSBA due to the organization's conspiring with the White House, you know, to push this coronavirus Wuhan fascism in public schools. It's not just critical race theory. It's everything from face masking and vaccine mandating kids down to 5 years of age. Our government is forcibly coming after parents as domestic terrorists and looking to charge them with hate crimes just because they're upset about the government's abuse of their kids when the public schools. So with that, Tony, how are you doing today? Tony, you there?
How you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well.
So what's on your mind today? We're talking about a convergence of issues. We talked a little about the school board issues and, you know, parents not wanting their kids to be masked up. I know that the coronavirus issue is close to your heart. What sort of thoughts do you have about that today?
Well, I think the biggest thing people have to realize, keep pushing back on, is it's not really something that they can mandate to us. The executive order, the original executive order for philosophy, was only designed for governmental employees. I was reading today that Dr. McCullough, a world-renowned biologist and medical specialist, has been out speaking, and we were talking about it in the past. If we had 150 deaths or 130 deaths or 140 deaths from a vaccine, the program was halted immediately, and research went into play to find out what happened. We've got thousands of deaths right now, and no one's doing anything. That's kind of odd. That's kind of strange. I think the biggest thing we have to realize is we have to keep pushing on our own rights for who we are and what we are as people. No, don't let them press on that. I also was watching today, I don't know if anyone's aware, 88 banks in Ireland closed down on the 8th. The Bank of Ireland shut down 88 branches overnight without warning.
Yeah, we heard. Well, actually, there was a little bit of a warning. About 10 days, we knew that it was going to happen, but it closed yesterday. Yeah. Tony, hold on a second. We have a caller online, too. Let's get that person on to see if he has some sort of comment. But we'll be back with you in just 1 second. Caller on line two, are you there? Caller on line two, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm good.
Tell us what's on your mind.
I hope I'm not getting off your topic, but the Revelation says that the great whore of the Bible is that nation that rules over the kings of the earth and teaches them to fornicate. And Revelation was given to us by Jesus, and so Jesus is telling us that the great whore of the Bible is a nation that rules over the kings of the earth and teaches them to fornicate. And that's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing.
So who do you think the whore of Babylon is?
Well, the Bible doesn't tell us. And I don't want it to be America. But if we keep going the direction we're going in, it's quite possible that it could be. And I don't want it to be. People need to fear God. God has made it very clear in Scripture that He's going to destroy that nation in 1 hour and utterly burn it with fire.
Well, you know, that nation is also a city, and you know that there's a lot of parallels. You know that we see the UN and we see New York and we see some of the atrocities that come out of the UN. And a lot of folks think that, you know, that whore of Babylon could be, and I'm not saying one way or the other, I'm just throwing it out there, that the UN is one of those things that we should come out of. I'm not saying say it the Lord, but that the Lord does tell us that we need to come out of Babylon. And if you know, what's amazing, and I don't know your name, caller, but I appreciate your thoughts, because I agree with you, that, you know, one of the reasons we're in the position that we're in is I believe that our politicians, you know, any right-minded politician that would know that the UN has a great reset policy that they're implementing and pushing, which design is to take away the sovereignty of nation states like the United States, and that we would stay in that organization. We would promote them. We'd let them to be on our property in Rockefeller Center, who is one of the worst globalists there's ever been, and to not get out of them, despite the fact that they are promoting complete ungodliness. You know, that the reason that we are where we're at is because our politicians, whether it be Democrat, which certainly are the case, but most Republicans, if not all, and I say all just because I don't know of any that are standing up and saying, let's get out of the UN, are allowing this world globalist takeover, this great reset to occur. And I'm telling you that we're going to see the whore of Babylon. We're going to see her riding on a beast. Now, we know how it finishes, caller, that, you know, at some point that beast is going to trample that whore. And that, you know, she's riding that beast right now. But there's going to come a point in time when the beast, which, again, I have my own thoughts and we'll share it a different day as far as who that is going to trample that great city, that great city of commerce, which, again, everything I see points to, you know, this great city, this great whore that teaches folks to commit adultery, which, you know, that whether it be spiritual adultery or whether it be actual, what we're seeing the formation of an entity. And I believe it's the globalists. I believe it's centered in wherever, you know, this UN sort of great reset is going, as that whore of Babylon that's going to ultimately be overthrown by the beast. We only have two or three more minutes. I'm going to take one more comment from our anonymous caller, then I'm going to finish up with Tony. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I believe that if we don't stop the immorality, that all of the other problems are just going to get worse. But if we do stop the immorality, we have a chance to stop the rest of it. That's what I believe. Mm.
Did you know I saw a report yesterday that the UN was considering, the question was that for one of their groups, whether pornography would be something that would be detrimental to kids. Just amazing. You know, the question would even be asked.
Yeah, that's incredibly naive.
Yeah. Caller, thank you for calling. We look forward to hearing from you again. Tony, last word, and then I'll close. We've got 1 minute.
Tony actually dropped off the line. I think we were getting close to the end of the show,
Colin,
so sorry
about
that.
Last word, and then I'll close with prayer.
No, I think that's a great conversation that we continue to have to bring up and talk about. You know, you would think that some of the topics that we talk about are common sense, but, you know, we need to bring them up again and again and again to just remind ourselves and remind people who haven't quite heard.
And parents, take control of your kids. Don't let the schools teach your kids how to be heathens, how to hate you, how to hate government, how to hate the United States, and how to hate God. That's what public schools do. That's what their agenda is. That's what the NEA promotes. And I say that, you know, there's obviously some good teachers out there. There's some wonderful Christian teachers that are caught up in the system. They do the best they can, despite all the pressure to do do otherwise. But that, folks, get your kids out of school, out of public school, get them into a private school, do homeschool, Christian school, whatever you have to do, don't leave them in there. Folks, God bless you. We hope to see you on Thursday. Contact us at www.debtfreeva.com. We'll look forward to help you. We're going to be praying for you, and God bless.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com.
and tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.